Louder Than Life is back with Ozzy Osbourne. And a rare appearance from Prophets of Rage. Louder Than Life. Saturday, September 30th and Sunday, October 1st. Go to louderthanlifefestival.com for everything.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special guest for you. We're joined by Holly Wheeler McKnight. Holly is the first mate. She's head of the Four Castle Music Festival in Louisville, Kentucky. Holly, how's it going?
It's going good. Thanks for having me on again this year. It's always a highlight as we get close to the festival to chat with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I look forward to it every single year. And this year is super special. You're celebrating 15 years at sea. And what is that like for you on a personal level? Because, I mean, you've been there since the festival's inception.
Well, I actually have not been here since the festival's inception. I came on board in 2010, so this is actually my eighth festival. But, you know, just in that time, it's grown and changed so much. And I know for JK, like, just looking back, I think, you know, he never envisioned when he started the festival in 2002. He definitely never envisioned it lasting 15 years, and he certainly didn't envision it ever becoming the size and scale that it has. So I think it's pretty surreal for him and for everybody that's been involved for years and years to just see the continued success is incredible.
Absolutely. With it being the 15th anniversary, there must have been just a crap ton of planning involved with it this year. Would you say that this year was more, I guess, inundating or stressful compared to years past?
I mean, you know, truly it's probably quite the opposite. I think as we have really come into our own, I think it gets easier every year because we've got a better handle on, you know, what we're doing. Everyone on our team has like a very clear direction of their role. And we have a really amazing team who really knows what they're doing. And I think, you know, right now where our focus has been for the last few years, not to get bigger and bigger, but to get better and better. And I think, you know, you see that in everything we do, and it certainly comes, becomes really evident as we plan the festival, just seeing how smooth everything goes on our end now.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know that the Four Castle Foundation is a keynote, and it's a huge part of the festival. In addition to the festival, you know, and all of the many, many things that are coming with it this year, what can we expect from the Four Castle Foundation with, you know, it being a part of this 15th anniversary?
Well, Four Castle Foundation, I'm really thankful that you brought that up. Obviously, it is a passion project for us and something that we feel very strongly about. For those that don't know, the Four Castle Foundation's mission is to protect the world's natural awesome. So to really rebuild and focus on those areas around the world that have the most plant and animal biodiversity that are threatened by human consumption. And those areas are not just in the rainforest, what you typically think of. There are areas like that right here in our backyard. We actually have two projects that we work on that we're working on in Kentucky, conservation projects. So it really is a global initiative, and it starts right here in our backyard. At the festival, everyone who attends the festival has contributes to the foundation, whether they know it or not, because a dollar from every ticket sold goes to the foundation, and then guests also have the opportunity to make additional donations when purchasing tickets or on site. The foundation has a big area right in the middle of the Great Lawn. You really can't miss it. We have a amazing artist who will do the annual art wall, which extends about 50 feet, and it's a live painting that's completed throughout the weekend, and each year there's a different theme, and you'll actually see, you know, potentially yourself painted into the scene. And then at the end of the weekend, people have the opportunity to buy that as a donation to the foundation. The foundation is also going to be doing a great silent auction this year. They have some really cool packages themed from music, Kentucky, food and drink, a lot of really exclusive experiences that they'll be announcing soon. So that's really cool. And then, of course, our Bourbon Cares initiative, which you can find in the Bourbon Lodge, where the foundation is actually partnered with different bourbon brands, and there will be a special selection bourbon, and for every portion sold, you know, some of that money will go to the foundation, and then also you can buy those bottles full after the fact, and that money will benefit the foundation. And these are not your run-of-the-mill bourbons. These are rare barrel selections. Really kind of one-of-a-kind, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity bourbons.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah, I know Four Roses Bourbon is one that has been really intertwined with the festival, and they make some excellent bourbon. And every year it's just like it's always so exciting to see, like, their new creations and what they're working on. And so it's a good opportunity.
Definitely.
How can our listeners get involved with the efforts of the Forecastle Foundation? I know, you know, for many people that aren't in Kentucky, I'm sure that they can make donations. How can they get involved with the efforts of the foundation?
You know, head to forecastlefoundation.org. There's a lot of opportunities to whether it be to donate your time or your talent or your treasure. We work with our organizations and actually take trips to some of the projects to do, you know, creek cleanups, or even just visit and learn about the work that we're doing. So that's a great opportunity as well. And I think the best thing is just, you know, visit the foundation at the festival and get in touch with all the awesome board members there, and they have a bevy of ways that you can get involved.
Very nice, very nice. And in regards to the festival, what are you most looking forward to this year? I know that every year brings something new and refreshing and different, but you yourself, what are you most looking forward to?
Well, you know, I don't get to watch a ton of music. I typically am running around like a chicken with my head cut off, but I do always try to catch one or two shows. And the shows that I'm really most excited about this year are Kentucky-based acts. So Cage the Elephant played a couple years ago, and I just was down in the pit, photo pit, working when they started, and they're jumping out in the crowd. And
yes, I remember that.
I was like basically seeking shelter in my own photo pit because the band was running up right next to me, and all the photographers are trying to get the shot. So I know they're going to bring an awesome show. But I'm most excited of all about Sturgill Simpson. I think he just has an incredible sound. I really love his attitude, and of course his music is amazing. But he just, you know, he's everything that's right about country music for me. So I'm really excited to see him.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now I wanted to ask you, I know that you and JK are married, and I think in some of our previous interviews, I asked you, you know, what is it like, you know, being married and having to work so closely together. But now you've actually become a mother, and, you know, we're factoring a young baby into the mix. How has that been? Has that been some sort of, like, huge adjustment for you?
Oh, yeah. That's an understatement. You know, I've got a great team of people that are helping to support me in the last few months so that I was able to take a great maternity leave and spend a lot of good time with my babe. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the festival goes and this year. My mother-in-law and my aunt and uncle are taking care of her over the weekend, and she'll come down and visit for a little while. But, you know, it'll be interesting. I mean, definitely I have a lot less time on my hands, which, not that I had a lot of time on my hands before. It's even less now. So, you know, we'll see. It's definitely a great, you know, it's been a great experience, though. And I think this is something that I am really excited to share with my daughter as she grows. I can't wait to, you know, when she's a little older and knows what's going on, to bring her to the festival. And, you know, someday when she's too cool for school and she's in high school or whatever, and, you know, remind her that, hey, Mom and Dad were pretty cool at one time.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. I wanted to ask you, now for our listening audience, for somebody that's never been to Fort Castle and that's hearing this interview for the first time and they're seeing the lineup and they're thinking about, you know, spending the money and taking the drive down, what can they expect?
Well, you know, I mean, I think what people tell me of the most, whether that be fans or media, the ease of the festival is kind of like a standout for them. So, you know, yeah, you're going to come, you're going to book a downtown hotel, most likely that you can walk to. You can have a leisurely pace, get up in the morning, go enjoy brunch, do a little shopping downtown. We're right in the middle of downtown, and there's a lot of, you know, just adorable shops and fabulous restaurants. Louisville is a great food community, so we kind of intentionally start the festival a little later in the day so that fans can have the opportunity to really explore Louisville and experience all that the city has to offer. But I think once you're in the gates, you know, yeah, it's easy. It's laid back. You're not going to be fighting to run from one stage to the next. All the stages are pretty close, and the festival site isn't too crowded, so it's easy to kind of see all the things you want. I actually had another writer who told me that his goal this year was to try to see every single band at the festival.
Wow.
To see if it could be done, which I'm certain that at a festival like Bonnaroo or Lollapalooza or Coachella, that would be impossible. But at a festival like Fort Castle, I think it can be done. So it'll be interesting to see.
Absolutely. I agree. I mean, yeah, because the stages, they're not super spread out, and usually there's at least like a 15-minute overlap between most acts. So it's definitely doable.
I mean, I think you would be tired. I definitely think it would be hard.
Yes,
but
a lot of walking. Absolutely. What are some must-do things in Louisville? I know that you also do some work with, I believe, the 21C Hotel and Museum. And,
yeah, that's my day job.
Very nice, very nice. What would you say for the visitor visiting Louisville? What are some things that they must see and do?
Well, and I'm going to go ahead and start by saying visit 21C. If you don't know, 21C is a really innovative concept. It's a boutique hotel and contemporary art museum. The art museum is open free of charge to the public 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So anyone who's in town, whether they are on their way to the festival or whether they stumble into the hotel after the festival, after hours of partying and music and fun, they can walk around and experience world-class contemporary art for free. And there's a wonderful bar there, so you can grab a drink. And I love to just peruse the galleries at night when there's fewer people around with a cocktail. It's just a lot of fun. But that whole area where 21C is located, which is on West Main Street, is Museum Row. There's a ton of great museums there. We're right down the street from the Slugger Museum, so all the Louisville Slugger bats are made right there, and you can tour the facility and watch them make the bats and leave with a custom bat. We actually had Louisville Sluggers made for all the bands last year that had, they were like limited edition Fort Castle with a band printed on them. So you can actually do that yourself. You can't get a Fort Castle one, but you can get just a Louisville Slugger with your name or a special inscription on it, which is pretty cool. I love the area New Lou, which is actually to the east of the festival site. It's on East Market. It's just a small kind of shopping and art gallery district. Lots of great little boutiques and shops, coffee shops and restaurants. It's just a great place to hang out. There's a really cool restaurant called Garage Bar with an awesome patio with outdoor ping pong tables, which is always seems to be the spot after the festival. When you drive by, it's always packed. So, but, you know, there's a ton. Louisville is just a really, it's just a really, like, laid-back community, and there's a lot of, it's definitely a city of neighborhoods, so you get kind of a different culture no matter where you are in the city. And so I think, you know, having some time to explore the neighborhoods is definitely a highlight.
Very nice. I love it, definitely. You're making me want to try some of these things out, too.
You should do it. You got to find some time for it.
And Holly, has the application deadline for volunteers ended, or is it still open?
I'm actually not sure about volunteers. That's outside of my department. So, like I said, you got to find your niche and excel in it, and that is not my niche. My niche is media, so I wish I had an answer for you, but I don't. Clean Vibes handles our volunteers, so you can check in with them.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Holly, thank you so much for joining us on today's show, and I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything that you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Of course. You know, I think having a festival, you know, I think, let me start over. As the last few years, we've really seen a change in the festival landscape. There's a ton of new festivals popping up. There's a ton of new festivals that pop up and fail. But I think 15 years is a testament to what Forecastle is and has become to this community. And I think Forecastle is really a special event that can't be duplicated. You can't bottle it. It just is this special microcosm that happens one weekend a year. And I think a lot of that comes from the fact that it was this grassroots kind of growth. You know, when Forecastle started, it was in a tiny park in Louisville. There were 50 people there. 15 years later, it's 60,000 people, 3 days, and, you know, these huge name acts. And so I think, you know, it's more than just about the music, and that's what makes Forecastle special. It's about local art, and it's about environmental activism, but it's also very much about Louisville and about Kentucky, and about the community that's really led to this festival's growth. And so I think you get an experience unlike any other, and that's how a festival like Forecastle is able to still be kicking and still rocking 15 years later.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
Well, I look forward to seeing you again this year, and I hope that your listeners will make the trek and come stay with us. I know there's still some hotels in our blocks available, and all that stuff's available on our website, forecastlefest.com. Tickets are still available, but I do know that we are on the end of whatever price tier we're on right now. So prices are going to be going up soon. So if you want to come, you know, get in early so that you can enjoy some affordable tickets, and it's a great time.
Absolutely. It sure is. I'll testify to that.
Awesome. Well, I'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right. See you in a couple weeks. Thanks so much, Holly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Louder Than Life is back with Ozzy Osbourne and a rare appearance from Prophets of Rage. Louder Than Life, Saturday, September 30th and Sunday, October 1st. Go to louderthanlifefestival.com for everything.